Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 320. Typical E. G. White Materials. Letters came to me from some attending the Healdsburg College in regard to Brother E. J. Wagoner's teachings in regard to the two laws. I wrote immediately protesting against their doing contrary to the light which God had given us in regard to all differences of opinion. Elder Butler has had such an amount of burdens he was not prepared to do this subject justice. Brother E. J. Wagoner has had his mind exercised on this subject, but to bring these differences into our general conference is a mistake. It should not be done. Elder J. H. Wagoner has loved discussions and contention. I fear that E. J. Wagoner has cultivated a love for the same. We need now good humble religion. E. J. Wagoner needs humility, meekness, and Brother Jones can be a power for good if he will constantly cultivate practical godliness that he may teach this to the people. If Satan can impress the mind and stir up the passions of those who claim to believe the truth, and thus lead them to unite with the forces of evil, he is well pleased. If once he can get them to commit themselves on the wrong side, he has laid his plans to lead them on a long journey. Through his deceptive wiles he will cause them to act upon the same principles he adopted in his disaffection in heaven. They take step after step in the false way, until there seems to be no other course for them except to go on, believing they are right in their bitterness of feeling toward their brethren. Will the Lord's messenger bear the pressure brought against him? Should the Lord's messengers, after standing manfully for the truth for a time, fall under temptation, and dishonor him who has given them their work, will that be proof that the message is not true? No, because the Bible is true. We have failed, decidedly failed, in allowing so much to be done in one place. Everything is not to be brought under the control of one institution. Such an effort carried out results in placing an open door of temptation before the man at the head of the principal institution. When Dr. Kellogg receives the messages of warning given during the past 20 years, when he is sincerely converted, when he acts as a consistent, level-headed Christian worker, when his energies are devoted to carrying forward medical missionary work after the methods and in the spirit of Christ, when he bears a testimony that has in it no signs of double meaning or of misconstruction of the light God has given, then we may have confidence that he is following the light. This subject has been kept before me for the past 20 years, yeah, for more than 20 years. Before my husband's death, Dr. Kellogg came to my room to tell me that he had great light. He sat down and told me what it was. It was similar to some of the views that he has presented in Living Temple. I said, "Those theories are wrong. I have met them before. I had to meet them when I first began to travel." Ministers and people were deceived by these sophistries. They lead to making God a non-entity and Christ a non-entity. We are to rebuke these theories in the name of the Lord. As I talked about these things, laying the whole matter before Dr. Kellogg, and showing him what the outcome of receiving these theories would be, he seemed to be dazed. I said, "Never teach such theories in our institutions. Do not present them to the people." The Lord had directed Brethren Sutherland and Megan, men of sound principles, to establish the work at Madison. They have devised and planned and sacrificed in order to carry the work there after God's order, but the work has been long in coming to completion. It is the privilege of these brethren to receive gifts from any of our people whom the Spirit of the Lord impresses to help. They should have means, God's means, with which to do the Lord's work. The Lord selected the farm at Madison, and he signified that it should be worked on right lines, that others, learning from the workers in Madison, might take up a similar work and conduct it in a like manner. Brethren Sutherland and Megan are chosen of God and faithful, and the Lord of heaven says of them, "I have a work for these men and women for missionary fields." The Spirit of the Lord is with his workers. He has not restricted the labors of these self-denying, self-sacrificing men. The school at Madison not only educates in a knowledge of the Scriptures, but it gives a practical training that fits the student to go forth as a self-supporting missionary to the field to which he is called. In his student days he is taught how to build, simply and substantially, how to cultivate the land and care for the injured. This training for medical missionary work is one of the grandest objects for which any school can be established. If many more in other schools were receiving a similar training, we as a people would become a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. The message would quickly be carried to every country, and souls now in darkness would be brought to the light. These men under the special light the Lord has given are not to be hindered in any way, for the Lord is leading them. It would have been pleasing to God if, while the Madison School has been doing its work, similar schools had been established in different parts of the southern field. There is plenty of land lying waste in the south that might have been improved as the land about the Madison School has been improved. The time is soon coming when God's people, because of persecution, will be scattered in many countries. Those who have received an all-round education will have the advantage where they are. The Lord reveals divine wisdom in thus leading His people to the training of all their faculties and capabilities for the work of disseminating truth. To all who would mark out a certain definite course for their brother to pursue, the Lord says, "Stand out of the way." Satan and his emissaries are doing enough of this kind of work. We are altogether too near the close of this earth's history to seek to block the wheels of the chariot of truth. God's workers are to come into line, to pray together, to counsel together. And whenever it is impossible for them to gather for counsel, God will instruct through His Spirit those who sincerely desire to serve Him.